Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vanya X podcast. Today's episode will be the last episode of the Vanya X podcast, chapter one, Legends in Mexico. This is going to be the last episode for this chapter. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about the Matlasiwa with your co-host Steph and Nadia. I mean, so basically this story is like about like the lady who like haunts, I guess, she haunts. It's like a legend on like a type of liquor.
Wait,
Mezcal in general. It's people who like, or like, how would I say that? Like,
it was like a legend created or made to scare people into drinking too much mezcal. And do you know what mezcal is?
No.
So mezcal is like the pure agave tequila. Like, it's tequila before it's tequila. It's like in its more purest form. So it gets you messed up a lot faster.
It's tequila on fucking steroids.
Yeah, like, I like to call it like the Mexican version of absinthe. But you said you don't know what absinthe is either.
I don't know.
Absinthe is like not even legal, bro.
Yeah.
Doesn't absinthe have to is have a to very like legal
a,
drink.
A certain percentage of alcohol.
Wait, and it's, like, I think I do it. Know what it is.
Yeah.
I think I do know what it is. If you said it's banned, then it probably, yeah, I think I know what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like moonshine type shit. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm checking it out to see what the proof is on absinthe. Oh my God. It is 90 to 148
proof. Fuck. That's absinthe. Shit, bro. One fucking shot of that and you're fucking gone. You're out of here.
Bro, wait, we should do an episode where we just take sips.
Oh my God.
Oh. No, you know, on me, I'm tipsy off of a beer, so.
Fucking Stephanie takes, she's drinking one beer and she's like, bro, I feel it.
Shut up, bro.
But the legend of Matlasiwa was basically made to scare specifically men away from getting too drunk is what it is.
So it's made as a
it's like a legend to like scare or like to prevent people from like getting too like, you know, shit-faced.
Too lit.
Oh, I read somewhere that this is also meant for people who are or like men that are like too in love, like obsessed.
Obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it a little different. I didn't hear like they would be obsessed, but they were basically like mujeriegos, cheaters,
mm-hmm.
Two timers.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I read
so
it.
So every man out there.
Oh.
Just playing. But it was, yeah, so it was made and created to like scare them, but they believe because the legend actually comes from Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how in Oaxaca they still believe in like the gods and the spirits, and but not like Jesus and Mary and Christ and all of that. It's more like Nezahualcóyotl. What's another one? Apparently this one.
Oaxaca is a crackpot, melting crackpot of fucking crack is what it is. Bro, they have so much.
Like, not like goddesses, so much, but like crack.
Yeah.
Crack.
Bro, imagine fucking, you're like, we're like fucking like taking shots of mezcal, bro. And then this fucking, so basically like the figure that supposedly like haunts these people is like this woman that has like, what is she described as?
She's more or less described as like a woman that is dressed relatively well. She's wearing a white dress off the shoulders, and she has like a black shawl she wears on top of it, and she's banging like she's a 10. She's basically a 10. And
I thought she was a whore.
Well, that's the other part, because she lures the men. So what it is that like when the men get drunk, she lures them and she's just like talking to them, but they never see her face. So they're following her from behind and she's asking them to follow her. And then, so they're following what they think is this bomb woman. And mm-hmm. when she gets them alone, like she basically reveals her face to them, and she's a horse. And then she asks them if she's still pretty. like her face is a whole horse.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
bro. Even, she's like, do you still think I'm pretty?
Even if I were
another level, bro.
Yeah, bro, even if I feel like if even if I were like shit faced drunk, bro, like blacked out, like I would still fucking shit myself, bro.
I'd
be being honest, bro.
Yes. I'm dead.
But yeah, I mean, fuck, man. We're just like vibe, like chilling, bro. We're like taking shots of mezcal, and this fucking lady pops up in front of us.
What's the outcome if she says, if she asks that, like, if she's like, okay, do you think I'm, you still think I'm pretty? Is she, like, is there a right answer?
Well, no, because I think if they, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you say yes, like, what, do you bang?
You're right, like,
you're like, all right, like, do you get some play? Like,
but I feel like if you were to say yes, you would be like, you're lying and just fucking kill you too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she, like I feel like there's no, I feel like there's no out, like there's no good outcome.
Like I feel like overall, the her goal is more or less to like scare these drunken, this drinking, cheating men into sobriety and being faithful. So that's one thing, because like the legend came from like, it came from a guy from like, I what was the year? Let me see if I can find the year.
The year was 1876.
I don't think it shows the year. it just says in the colonial era. So whenever that is.
Okay.
Is when the myth started, and it was all this guy. She actually let this guy live so he could give testament of what had happened. So the guy was like, he was a known drunk guy. Like he was always like selling, like that, you know, they have cattle and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he would sell his dad's cattle to like buy more alcohol or pay off his debts. And like he was constantly cheating on women. And then he actually fell in love. So when he actually fell in love, he was still doing his bad habits. And like his dad would warn him all the time, like, dude, you got to stop. Like you're cheating, you're drinking, you're just, you know, that's not a way of life. Yeah. You got to settle down and all of this. And he was basically like brushing his dad off or whatever. And then like one night when he was drunk, he actually he fell off of like a cannon, like a barranca. And his dad had, obviously, well, if you have cattle, like you're pretty wealthy, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have cattle, you're pretty wealthy. And like in the middle of the night, like his servants actually heard screaming and they went to go look for him. And they actually found him at the bottom of the cannon. And he was around like flowers that had thorns or like cactuses, nopales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was like full blown naked.
Oh just my goodness.
On top of all these like spikes. So like she let him live so that he could like be a cautionary tale of like, I'm out here, I don't like this, stop it.
Yeah.
And you don't mess with these Oaxacan goddesses, man. Mm-mm.
Brother,
so like she's a ghost that turns into a horse?
She's a ghost that turns. That's one legend.
She's a shapeshifter. Shapeshifter. Is what she is.
It's believed that she's a shapeshifter, but there's also a mention that the reason why she's called Metlasiwa, is because they said that she's the wife of the god of death. I think his name is Mictlantecuhtli.
What?
Yeah.
So that's another it's like supposedly they tied her to the god of death for Oaxaca.
So that's his baby mom. Why a baby
Pretty
mom?
Much.
Like, and like her and like their kid is Aduende.
Oh my god, bro. Oh, bro.
Perfect.
Bro.
It all comes in together.
That's it right there, bro.
It goes full circle.
All of the stories matched up in one, bro.
Yes, bro.
Bro, they all live in this haunted forest, and then they get together and then they make Duendes, bro.
What a way to conclude this
chapter. I swear to God, bro.
Well, I'm like, it's like bittersweet because like we covered a lot of stuff that's believed in Mexico, but there's so much more crazy shit that like Mexican people do. And it's not like just our people in general. Like, obviously it happens everywhere, but we are like notorious for just getting too close to danger as far as anything. Like, there's so many people that like make deals with demons and that it like for like money and like, oh, I don't want my girl to be with anybody else. Like, who does that?
That's scary.
Who does that? And so it's like, that's why it's a little bittersweet, because it's like, yeah, we finished Mexico, or we had to talk about Mexico, but I feel like there's so much more.
Yeah,
that we should dive into. Probably like thousands of things.
Yeah. Yeah, simply we haven't even touched like the fuck, like not even the things on, like we didn't even touch like the top, like, but like it, probably towns, like different, like there's the whole state, but like there's all the other shit that happens in the like the little towns and shit.
Like I saw that Oaxaca has like a whole like one of the biggest things about this, is it a state? Is it called a state?
A what?
Is it like in Mexico? Is it called a state?
What?
Like the little counties?
Like a little like, town? You know how... No, they're called municipios.
Yeah, they're towns. They're basically towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a lot in Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they have a lot of gods and a lot of everything. Like they're one of the cultures that still believe in like the god of rain. And I mean, they don't go as extreme as like they used to. Like, dude, they used to human sacrifice. Big in Oaxaca, bro.
Well, it makes a lot of sense that
I think like witchcraft and stuff like that is like really, I know the two places, like the main two countries that are like about that shit is like, one was like Oaxaca and the other ones is Puebla. Those are the two ones that I know that are really high into like witchcraft and shit like that.
Hell yeah. Like there was a, I think it was you, Yanni, that showed me the video. I don't know. One of you guys showed me a video of like this. That like this girl, because you know, like in Oaxaca, they still have the pyramids.
Yeah.
Which I would like to touch base on that at some point, but they still have the pyramids up there, and like one tourist, one Latina tourist. I'm pretty sure she was like Mexican, so she's probably one of like. Further out, or like, I don't know, she definitely looked Latina, and she climbed, so they have they see those as sacred, bro, and like this girl literally went over the barrier that they put, and like she climbed all the way to the top of the pyramid, and like on her way down, bro, they stoned her, like they were literally throwing rocks at her, shoes at her, and like everything, because like this place is sacred to them. And it wasn't just like the locals that were there; it was like the tourists too, because like the tourists like knew and understood everything that was happening.
Yeah. She was trespassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also you gotta understand that that's, you know, it's fucked up. You know, you're not supposed to do that, but you still do it.
Did she die?
No, she was fine at the end.
Oh.
Well, we don't know what happened to her. There's no follow up with all these juju beliefs. Somebody probably put a curse on her and her kids.
Do you guys know that so I know you were talking about, or you were mentioning about like the pyramid and shit, it's like they are pyramids, and like they're like a little bit smaller than the pyramids, but there's this one specific section in these like little places.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's specific places in the pyramids, and it's like the type of engineering or like shit that they did, like if you were to like make an announcement, you would be able to scream it through like one hole, and it would like echo everywhere around there, and people everywhere in that little area could hear that shit. And then if you were to like scream in it, you could hear it everywhere. Like, that shit was fucking crazy. I want to go there. I mean, I haven't been there personally. I want to fucking go there and see that shit, but I mean, still, like,
fuck around and get a curse on you,
bro. I swear to God, bro. But I'm pretty sure all that shit is like fucking like blocked off and shit.
Probably they probably got high security and shit.
Yeah,
got everybody. But you're gonna get stoned, bro.
But I want to get fucking stoned, bro. Like, I'm gonna get stoned in a different way. I'm gonna get like mad high instead and just fucking go.
Yeah, to see that shit, bro.
And then you start hearing sounds everywhere, and you start tripping balls, bro. Fucking hell, bro.
Heck no.
In a place where maybe there was like thousands of people that were sacrificing shit for like fucking different ass shit, and probably if people were sacrificed there, then there's probably still like fucking souls and shit there.
Most definitely.
Even in small fucking like small houses like here and shit, like hospitals and shit, where people die. I mean, even those shits are haunted. Oh, yeah. And to not think that these places where there was like mass fucking murders, I mean, there has to be something.
No, there definitely is. That's just scary. So like, does she appear like out of nowhere? Like, do they have to do something specifically that causes
it's her? Like, it's almost like, I guess you could say it's almost like Bloody Mary. You know how Bloody Mary, you have to say Bloody Mary, but like three times and shit. So, and then that, I guess that triggers it. Though the thing to trigger that would be either like get like super fucking like drunk. Like, you have to get shit face drunk.
Do you have to do it all the time, like be an alcoholic, or just like a one time you're fucked up?
I don't think it's a one time thing. I think you have to be like constant, and the world's like, all right, you know what? We're tired of your shit.
Yeah,
I feel like that's because I don't think it's a one time thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
That'll be some shit, bro. The one night, cause he.
I swear to God, but that one night you like.
Yeah, bro. Cause like, there's literally only one night a year that I'm like, tonight I'm gonna get fucked up.
Two nights,
and it is New Year's Day, and like my whole goal of New Year's Day, I was like, I just want to forget the whole year. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Yes, I just want to move forward. That's it. So imagine.
No, for real.
The one time.
That is the day.
Like the one time, and then now you see that
one day, you're like, yeah, and then this fucking ghost bitch appears with a horse head, and you're like, fuck, now what?
I just feel like it's like, it's definitely like a culture kind of thing, because like, it's so accessible, dude. Like, I mean, I don't know, like in Oaxaca, but I know like in Mexico, there where I'm like in Aguascalientes, where I'm from. Like, there would be a dude that literally rides around in his bicycle, not a motorcycle, bicycle, with a full freaking jug in his back, and it's full of pulque. And pulque is totally different, and it's totally disgusting, but like, it's, you literally have a bar that comes to your house, bro.
Nice. We need that shit here.
He'll have several different drinks. So like, let me look into pulque so I can actually tell you what pulque is.
We need a portable bar.
It's like a DoorDash.
I swear to God, bro. It was a DoorDash. Bro,
Mexico,
of the day, bro.
Mexico's been DoorDashing since before DoorDash, bro.
Oh my goodness.
They
were ahead of the DoorDash, game, bro.
Like, look, the paletero man, that's one. And then there's another guy that comes up, and he has all kinds of snacks.
True.
And then the tortillas come right to your door. There's a guy that comes with literally everything and anything that you could put in the back of the bike. Mm-hmm. These people drive up to your house with it. So it's
they invented DoorDash,
bro. Yeah, and they don't even catch a service fee, bro. just do what to do.
Yeah.
Damn, that's tough, bro.
Bro, no delivery. We need that shit, bro. We need deliveries without charging for the fucking delivery, bro.
Like, charge McDonald's. Right? It's their product,
bro. I swear to God, but they need to sue DoorDash, bro.
Like,
right?
Like, hey, just hand that over, DoorDash.
Exactly.
Yeah, that shit first.
But I don't think it's a one time occurrence. I think it's like, you have to, it has to be a problem, basically. Yeah. Like, it. Mm-hmm. I think that what she is your wake up call.
True.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah, because like, if you're, but I don't, I feel like it doesn't get, it does, the legend doesn't really explain it as if you're like a sober cheater.
I mean, does she kill them?
No, she just scares them. Like, she doesn't kill all, like, to, according to legend, she doesn't kill all of them. She just, like, her goal is not to kill. Her goal is to scare you straight. So, I don't, there hasn't, because it is like such a, it's such a legend that it's like, no, like, nah, dude, I sobered up. I saw this one girl. I'm done. I don't need
alcohol. I saw this horse, bitch.
Yeah, like, I don't, and if, like, somebody dies like, and nah, they're bro, drunk. I'm done. and if, like, somebody dies and they're drunk, they're just like, oh, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Like, they don't,
yeah.
they're not gonna, like, link it to her at all.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. I just think it's, like, super fascinating that it's, like, so let's say she was made up. That it's, mm-hmm. like, how do you say it? Like, that this is what they, because it's specifically targeting men. Mm-hmm. That's her whole thing, is that she's specifically targeting men, and it makes me feel like a version of a siren.
As she should. What
are they? Are they sirens, mermaids?
Huh?
Sirens or mermaids? Same thing.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, maybe she's a land siren.
True. True. I wonder if she's just like a. I wonder if she only appears just like, if it's just one figure that appears. Like, for example, if there's two people that have, like, that problem and they get, like, you know, they get, like, fucked up. I wonder if, like, two, like, forms pop up, or is it just one each time, like, you know?
It's probably just one.
Or is it, like Bird Box type shit?
Oh, that's probably exactly what it is. That's probably exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, the same concept.
Yeah. Like, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, because I know for, like, you know, for Bird Box, like, whoever opens their eyes, they see it.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, individual, like, it doesn't individually attack them. It mm-hmm. attacks multiple people at one time. I wonder if it's like that, too. I wonder if it would be like that, too.
Yeah, probably.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're, like, not supposed to look at it or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
What happens if they don't follow the girl? What if she's like, oh, follow me, and he doesn't?
Damn, bro. They'll be like, you thought, bozo.
Like, curves her.
Bro, she'd be pissed, bro. She'd be just like down the road. She's down the road looking at you, be like, are you dead ass, bro?
Right.
Like, you fucking leaving me hanging bro. Here, bro. What the fuck?
Right. Would she just leave them alone? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it'll just try to come back and be like, you know what, fuck you, bro. And it just comes back another day.
She'll come back.
You'll get drunk again, bro.
She'll come back cuter and better.
I swear to God. They'll come back. When they come back, they come 10 times harder, bro.
I just don't understand why the men think like they could follow somebody without seeing her face. Like they're,
I mean,
like,
if you think
bad.
About it, I mean, if you think about it, there's so much shit we do when we were shit faced, bro, and we don't even remember the next day.
For real. For real. But, like, are the cheating men sober?
Like, that's what I was asking. I was like, because mm-hmm. she doesn't go after, like, sober cheating men. I think it's just more or less, like, get on the straight and narrow. And it became more like a, what is it called? Like, what you tell kids to scare them?
Like,
El cuckoo.
No, not like El Cucuy, but like a cautionary tale or cuckoo. Like.
Oh, I was being specific.
Pretty sure we all had a cuckoo. In our
My mom says El Cucuy. I didn't know it was like cuckoo.
It's like, I think I feel like I've heard this legend too, though, when I was on the time I was there. Because they would be like, oh, don't go on, they'd be like, don't be on the roads at night and shit, blah, blah, blah. Because apparently
absolutely.
Something happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's like a lot more shit than just her, probably, fucking hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Well, I'm telling you. I'm like upset that you travel there so often and you've never once asked for help.
Help?
Like, help? Hello, you stranger from, you fellow paisano from Oaxaca. Like, what do we believe in? What do I need to be on the lookout for?
Oh, for
just,
real.
They're just like, they're just like, don't do it. And I'm like, but why?
why not? What happens if I do?
Yeah, what happens if I do?
You should just do it anyway.
Bro, fuck it. Just like,
oh, fun straight, fact. Like, huh? I actually asked my dad about La Pascualita.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And because he's from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is it really a thing? Like, do you guys fear for like the men and stuff like that? And then like he told mm-hmm. me that the legend that is believed is the one that we talked about where she gave it up basically. Mm-hmm. And the dude ended up leaving her at the altar, and then she just kind of went insane and started like going after other men. And they actually still currently blame her for things like that. And the store is still there. And like he's just like, no, he was like, it's super insane how, because I like told him, I was like, so is La Pascualita still a thing? And then he knew right away, dude. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, yeah, no, it's crazy to think she's still a thing.
Bro, it's crazy to think about some of the shit we like talk about. Like we just be talking about, and then we like, if we mention it to people that are from there, they're gonna immediately know and be like, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. It's
what
crazy
is? What if La Pascualita is the same person as the ghost? I can't.
I mean, they're described in the same way.
Yeah.
They're described in a woman wearing a white dress, but at the same time, dude, so is La Llorona.
Yeah. Yo
La Llorona is described as wearing a white dress, but so they're all described the same way. They're all described,
they all got the same. Oh my god,
it's except like La Llorona, she's known for her wailing.
Oh yeah,
she's known for her "Ay, mis hijos." Like she's mm-hmm. known for that. Like there's just nothing. Like mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in Mexico, if they heard that coming from a woman, they would follow her.
There's a lot of women.
Yeah, because I'm pretty like La Llorona and shit, they're pretty like mainstream, so like they're pretty known everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other ones are more like local and shit, and then they really haven't been, you know, really touched on like that.
Damn, bro, it's like every Mexican town has a woman that cries.
I swear to God, bro. I feel like they all have their own shit though, because like the mm-hmm. one horse like head girl has like the fucking I guess the period, like her way of attracting people is like through like alcohol and like appearance. Mm-hmm. And then the fucking like La Llorona attacks people who, I mean, isn't the like the story for her also that she comes out like as this beautiful girl?
La Llorona. To my knowledge, La Llorona, you don't see her face.
Okay.
She doesn't show her. Yeah, she shows like the way that I picture it is like the Grudge kind of hairstyle. Like there's all her hair in the front and she's just wailing about her kids. But La Llorona doesn't discriminate. She does both men and women.
Oh, nice. Never mind.
Yeah. Like she's not specific to like looking for men.
Yeah,
she favors them. She favors them, but she also goes against she also tends to appear towards like bad mothers or who she considers a bad mother. So it could go
like that's ironic.
Way. I know. Well, that was like her whole thing. Like her whole thing was that she died. She went in like a rage fit. I think it's what it's called. A fit of rage. My bad. That's so mm-hmm. backwards. She went on a fit of rage because her husband, she found out her husband cheated on her. And mm-hmm. she just went on a fit of rage and like drowned her kids. And then when she came back to, like when she was finally back normal, she realized what she done. Like she killed herself.
No.
So that's why she goes after bad mothers too, because she was one.
Oh, not all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm like, uh huh, or like no.
You're like,
bro,
oh.
Do you know how proud I was when that made it to Netflix? I was like, oh, we're official now. Run it. What? Let everybody know what? About her. We're on Netflix. La Llorona is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only story I knew about from Mexico.
Bro, Mexico is fucking on crack with like scar hair. It's like scary stories and shit like that, bro.
Bro, like what other country you know worships death?
Bro, we need to do a Netflix series on it, bro.
I feel like Mexico is so woke. Like all of us are like behind on these legends. Like, you guys know everything. You've seen everything.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're poor. Because it's a poor country, man.
Well, we have to find something to do.
Well, no, we're trying to get rich now.
You had to find something.
Bro.
Dang. I'm dead. Oh, but I mean, I don't really know anywhere else that does Day of the Dead. I know, or at least any Hispanic country. I might be wrong, actually, but I know that Mexico, like, that's, did it originate from Mexico? Yes. I think so. Is it anywhere else? It's not in my country. It's not in DR. Not that I know of.
I think India celebrates the dead, but not in the way that we celebrate the dead. And so, like, I think we are the only country that doesn't see death as, like, you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the Day of the Dead, it's all about, like, bringing the spirits back and, like, putting out their drinks and, like, giving them one day so they can be amongst the living and come back. So it's, like, the one day that it's, like, it's okay. If you see a ghost, it's fine. It's fine.
If you see a ghost, it's fine. You're like, oh, they're family.
Yeah, like, they're cool. They're cool.
Yeah. They're just chilling.
They're cool. Yeah. But, yeah, speaking about that Day of the Dead, it was, like, what, 2 days ago?
No, yeah. It's actually November 2nd is the Day of the Dead.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, so November 2nd is the actual Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to put the altar for them a couple days before. So it's like the altar is the invitation of them to come down. So so that's why you put their pictures up and stuff like that. It really is supposed to be just like the movie Coco said it. Like, if you stop putting their picture up, they won't be able to come. Yeah.
Oh. That's the only thing I knew about. I didn't know or understand Day of the Dead until I watched Coco. That was so emotional.
Oh, dude, you have no idea how many times I watched that movie and cry.
I went there once when it was Day of the Dead. And they said, okay, so the day, November 2nd is like the main day, right?
Mm-hmm.
November 1st, they have it 2 days. The first day is for all the children. It's like for all the children that passed away before, like, you know, they became adults, like all the babies. Aww. And stuff like that. That's why they put out candy and like pop and like shit like that, because that specific day is for all the children that like passed away. But yeah, they do celebrate. I don't know if they do that where you're from, but like when I went there, they did do that. They had two separate days, and like one of them was for because they called it like they called it angel day, something like that, but it was for all like the kids that passed away.
Yeah, because for the kids that passed away before they were born, or that, like, in case you didn't get to put a picture up for them, that's why you put out the sugar skulls.
Yeah,
like the sugar skulls are actually made of sugar.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And really sad. That's
amazing. I can honestly tell you that the Day of the Dead is the day that I see my country be the most colorful.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta
go down
there.
It is so pretty. Yeah.
I've never been to Mexico.
Yeah.
It's nice,
girl. You'll love it.
It's nice.
Oh my goodness.
Especially in the times where they're doing certain like celebrations, like Day of the Dead or like Christmas and shit like that.
Y'all better put me on a shrine. If y'all let me.
I was actually talking to Emily, and she just came out of nowhere and she was like, oh, I know what to put out for you already. I'm like, man, I'm not even dead. You gotta chill.
She's like, thinking about it, like, yep, I got you.
Yeah, bro. She's like, I'm gonna put your vanilla iced coffee there for you.
Oh my god. Which, by the way, coffee is not supposed to be drank cold.
Oh my god.
What?
His forever argument about coffee, bro.
Bro, oh, coffee is supposed to be hot.
I don't drink coffee. I don't. I won't participate in this argument.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean,
it's crazy hell, how bro. All these stories are so similar. It's
they
so
are.
Weird.
They like, are. They're like think... they have their own. They're like similar. Like they're like alike in like their own ways, but they always have like their own twist.
Like different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think it all comes from like one story maybe, like, and these other ones stemmed from it? Or like maybe something
the really woman in white?
Yeah, like something like that. It had to be something that started all these stories about a woman in white. Cause there's like all of them have the same like origin, kind, not origin, but like same concept.
Except, I feel like it's like they're, I feel like the white more or less represents like, it's like a fooling thing. Cause like, you know, when you're giving peace or whatever, you're waving the white flag. It's like yeah. meant to be like disarming. So it's what, so, it's what allures you to them.
At the end of the day, there's going to be an outcome. Like yeah. a different outcome with them. Like it's either death or you learn your lesson.
Pretty much. I mean, all so I know karma. Is woman it's scorn.
Karma. It's yeah. karma somehow.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like it's just, it's, I'm not going to no cap or anything on this. I just feel like it's a way to control. It's a way to control, mm-hmm. like, what better way for to scare men into being a straight and narrow. And like, you know, like Giovanni mm-hmm. said, like they told him when he was down there, like, hey, don't be on the road at night. Don't be alone. Mm-hmm. That stuff mm-hmm. like that. It's like they want you home at a specific time. It's like you shouldn't be out after this time, after like 9 p.m. because the girl in the white dress comes out and she likes to scare the hell out of people. Like yeah. they just I would have different that. Targets.
Like each of the these legends have different targets. Like you said, La Llorona has targets bad moms. Mm-hmm. And like who does La Llorona target in men? Like cheaters?
I think it's like yeah, I think it's like cheaters or
so
like
the same
who...
thing like the ghost girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then La Otra, La Pascualita. She targets, I forget who she targets. Who does she target? Also,
she targets men as well, but she targets lying men.
So it's the same shit.
I feel like it is. I feel like it is the same shit, but like basically by the end of the story, all that is like women that were wronged by men.
Period. Yeah.
Like what? it just creates this like... I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know, it opens up the vortex or something, and they just bow to, like, damn, never bro. To, like, yeah, like, never allow anything for them to, like, for this to happen again.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. I mean, now, you're, like you said, they all do have, like, the similar, like, they all have, like, they all are alike, mm-hmm. but, you know, they all have their own twist to it.
And shit, I think like, it goes... I think it goes full circle.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Because, I mean, for all we know, it could just be like one woman that went all around town and it was probably like her sister or something. And then she would go to like Chihuahua and she was like, hey, psst, psst. Did you know about this?
For real. God,
and then like goes to a. Because they all start around the same time period, the colonial times, wherever that is.
Yeah.
I have a theory. I have a theory that it's all the same person. I have a theory that it's all the same woman. Like I think it's the same person who is targeting cheating, lying men or bad moms or something. I think they're the same person. I'm gonna stick by that.
Oh, there's a name from the Wife's Tales.
Wife's Tales?
Wife's Tales. I feel like
oh, it's a whole like genre.
Yeah, I believe it's a whole genre, and I believe that that's what it maybe it like stemmed off from. It's just an old wife's tale. And I actually found out the colonial time period. The colonial time periods are from 1492 to 1763, which makes perfect sense.
But I feel like the Pascualita, that one was like a pretty new one. Because that one was like what, like the 1800s?
Yeah, that one was 1800s. She's definitely the most recent one.
Yeah.
No, it was like 1873. I think it was for her.
Oh.
And then Duendes was, since as far as we know.
Yeah.
I feel like out of all of them, the Duendes would probably be
the oldest.
Question for you guys. Out of all the legends that we have talked about, which one of them would you guys less want to encounter? Would you like less want to encounter the the like the duendes, La Pascualita, the witch, the ghost girl that we're talking about right now. Or which one was the other one? I think those were the only ones, right?
I think they were. I honestly wouldn't mess around with the duendes. That's the one that I would stay the furthest away from. Because there's no proof as like how far they've gone, and there's no proof of like where they start.
Yeah.
And then like especially if like it's only kids that can see them, like I'm a whole ass adult now. Like
I feel like I would kick one of those little shits and move on with my life.
Bro, until they come off from under your bed, bro.
They swear to God. And they all come up to you, bro. They're like, "What'd you say, bro? Fuck, are you talking all that shit on the podcast?"
I'm not talking unless it comes in front of me.
they're like all that shit talk on the podcast, bro. So what's up?
They're like, "We heard you. You thought you wasn't. Mm-mm, we heard you. We subscribed."
I don't know,
because like, dude, they can appear to you as a child.
Yeah.
Like they can completely disarm you, and like appear to you as a child. And then like when they appear to you, I mean, like, what's your first instinct when you see a child? What's wrong?
So do they shapeshift? Do they shapeshift?
They only have certain forms that they can shapeshift into.
Yeah.
Which is like a kid or their normal state, pretty much it.
Oh. But still.
I mean, technically, yeah, that's a shapeshifter. That's mm-hmm. that's a one job.
Yeah.
One job shapeshifter.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
No, but I feel like, okay, so wait, so Nadia said she wouldn't want to encounter the dwarves.
Doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so Steph, well, which one would you not want to encounter? Like, I feel like just, I'd like totally up. Fucking avoid.
I feel like I'd square up with all the motherfuckers. I'm really sitting here trying to think about who I'm the most scared of, and I'm not scared of anyone. Like
are you scared of a doll that was made out of like that's literally made out of human flesh that like moves?
Okay, or, like, okay, okay. If you put it that way,
or yes, like this girl that's like, and then she turns around and you see like this fucking horse face.
No, that doesn't scare me. I feel like I'd laugh.
I feel like it's hard to fear the woman we've talked about because they've all targeted men.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So she doesn't see herself like as a victim. She's like, okay, a woman in white comes up. What's up?
I'll be like, what? Like, you got an issue?
Be like, what? Up, girl?
Be like, what? You ain't gonna take me anyways, bro.
I'll be like, I'm gonna dress it.
Feeling froggy?
I guess.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. What about you?
I would. I don't know, bro, because I feel like I could get high as fuck with the doors, bro. I feel like me and the doors would just chill, bro. And we would like get high on shrooms and shit.
I feel like if he saw the horse girl, he'd laugh.
Probably. None of them scare me, but I feel like the one that is probably more twisted and like fucked up out of all like all the ones we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Would probably be La Pascualita.
Yeah,
that's what probably I was the one that if you mm-hmm. think, if you genuinely think, sit and think about a doll mannequin that is literally was supposedly made out of human flesh or is made of mm-hmm. human flesh and it's actually standing there. Like,
do you think that could be a form of like Day of the Dead celebration? Well, not celebration, but like her being there, her she'll never die.
True.
Well, that's what we were saying on the episode where we talked about her, is that is mm-hmm. is just so twisted.
That's because like
she mm-hmm. yeah, like she could just be completely restless because I mean like her mom is the one that did this to her.
So maybe she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, like she doesn't want to be there, so she's like more unpredictable. Like sure, she's known to target man, but we don't know what the hell she does to the woman. Like she had to if the legend mm-hmm. was true and it was that her dude like. Left her at the altar and like then that guy got on and became happy and was happy or whatever mm-hmm. Like she would be pissed off at the girl that he was happy with, like that was supposed to be her man.
Oh god,
like so maybe she starts targeting like the other women's.
Oh, ooh, like that's a good twist.
Or what if like at the end of this she's just like trapped into this soul, trapped inside this doll, just like crying in the inside, wanting to like rest and leave.
Escape. And then... Yeah. Maybe she wants to be forgotten. There's nothing left for her.
I mean, just like, if this is a very well-made mannequin, I want to meet the guy that made it. Like, that's what I feel like that's what would have stopped the, everything right then and there. Like, all right, so where'd you get it?
True. Yeah. Like, just ask
who made it. Yeah, because, like, y'all saw the pictures. Her hand was, like, literally, like, her hand, her nails in her hand and her vein, like, detail that she has in there. Like, it's super realistic. And then, like, her nails literally look like they're going through rigor mortis. Like,
shoot, what's her name? Oh, I'm not even going to try to say it. I'm going to just say horse girl. What if that La Pascualita is her in human form? Oh my God, imagine. I keep trying to combine these stories. I keep trying to make it into one.
So like, it'll be like the Pascualita and the horse girl, they like got together with the wizards. Oh shit, we talked about the wizards too.
And the Duendes.
Yeah. I mean, and then they got together with the wizards, and then they had babies, and the babies were the fucking...
I mean, but it also might have been, like, an interpretation of, like... Well, it also depends on, like, how far Oaxaca is from Chihuahua.
It's pretty far.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's pretty far. My dude's, like, we're on the bottom lower of the map.
Because up to us, it's, like, two more states, and then I think it's Chihuahua, but it's pretty high up there. It's like towards the middle.
I'm calling your cat, bro.
It is, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know anything about Mexican
geographics.
I don't know anything. I am lying. I couldn't even name a state or whatever. Cancun.
She's a Cancun, Cabo.
Cancun.
Mexico City, that's it.
Oh, yeah, no, Chihuahua's all the way at the top.
Chihuahua's way at the border.
Yeah, and, like, Oaxaca is way down there. Damn, y'all down there.
Is Oaxaca small?
No.
Oh, it's not. I don't know why I imagined it being, like, one tiny village.
No, well, because the thing with Oaxaca is, like, they're big, small villages. All over Oaxaca, but they're also like, they have a lot of open land, untouched, type of thing.
A lot of it.
Yeah, like they're very minimalist. Like they use what they need and they work off the rest. I'm upset that there is no legends from Aguascalientes. Like I looked so hard, bro. No, I looked so hard. God. I was like, there has to be something we believe in, and there.
Why don't you ask your? Have you tried asking your family, like, to see if there's anything they know?
Like, if I ask my grandma, she'll probably tell me some shit about, like, one of her, like, cousins or something. Like,
that's something.
Tutia, she'll probably come on over and be like, "Tutia Pacha, mija." I'm like, wait, what?
You're like, wait, what?
Like, yeah, legend says she hasn't let go of her house. She's still there. Man, what?
We should meet that. We should touch base on the Caribbean and see legends in my country.
I would like to, because I feel like that would be a lot more scary. Because, like, you guys, not like you guys, but like the Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, like what you guys have that we don't have is jungle.
Yeah.
Is jungle like no other. So I feel like there has to be, like, there's.
And large bodies of water. Bodies of water.
Like, definitely, I feel like you guys should believe at least in, like, sirens or, like, mermaids.
I don't know if Giovanni liked the idea, though, because he was
like... rip tsunami. Tsunami, bro. It's over for those countries.
For the islands.
Yeah.
I would just... I would, like, probably, if we do that, I'll, like, ask my family and see what, like, they know to see what I can do for that. Yeah. Or, like, look into legends for that.
I feel like maybe that's how we should end this, like when we're done talking about the countries, we should just like touch base with our families and come back with some stories.
At the end of all of the other ones, we would have like recap or like, you know, something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I mean, this, I mean, this one probably was the last episode for the chapter one, right?
Of Mexico.
Mexico.
Period. I mean, fuck. I had fun looking up these fucking random ass stuff. And I mean, the Pascualita shit, that was like fucking new to me. Like, and mm-hmm. also the horse head girl. Like, I like, my parents are from there and I didn't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just fun looking up and like, and finding out about new shit and just, you know, talking about it and trying to.
Cause you know, your dad's a good man. That's why.
I'm excited to see what country we do next.
After this one, then just like the beginning of this this little series or like this little chapter, mm-hmm. there's gonna be like an introduction presenting chapter two. But yep, I mean that pretty wraps it. That pretty much wraps Legends in Mexico. And yeah, I mean I had fun with you guys doing this first chapter of the Vonnie X Podcast 2.0. I'm pretty sure that wraps it up, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, and then we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.